Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And as I've said before, the lines to me are down. They're not down to 844-967-2789. You can text a comment or question or call that number, talk to Luke, and he will get it to me. Just got a question and comment from Gene of Eau Claire. Gene, thanks a lot for calling in. Gene wants to know why Tucker Carlson, this is great, wasn't charged with conspiracy and a crime for inciting the January 6th insurrection by putting out that false propaganda piece on Fox News that falsely said that it was the left that did the insurrection and pinned it on the right, when all you had to do is look at that crowd, hear what they said, and look at the speeches beforehand by Trump. Look at the speeches beforehand by Giuliani. Look at the speeches beforehand by Mo Brooks, and you know who incited it. And Tucker Carlson is very much part of that. Now, there are a couple of reasons why Tucker Carlson is not going to be charged with it. Number one, the people who should be charged are Trump, Giuliani, and Mo Brooks. They actually gave speeches in advance, and this is apparently planned in the White House before that. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan attended meetings in the White House, talked to Trump several times a day, lied to the Congressional Committee who asked him and said he couldn't remember. To say someone lied when he says he couldn't remember something or how many times he talked to somebody, it's very hard to prove because people can have mental glitches. So you can't be charged with something like that. But I'm just telling you that if you talk to the President of the United States several times in a day about an insurrection to overturn an election, you'd remember that. I think you'd remember that. I'd remember that. So let's be blunt here. This thing was orchestrated. Trump sent out a save the date card, social media in advance, saying January 6th, lots going to happen. Be in Washington. Steve Bannon, the day before, said a lot going down tomorrow. These people knew something. Come on. That is true. They knew something. And then they give these speeches and they go up there, hang Mike Pence. Who built that gallows? Somebody built a gallows in advance. They didn't build it on the spot. They did not build it on the spot. So Gene's question is a good one. What about the media that egged this on? Here's the law on that. Within reason, you have a First Amendment right, especially the press, to take positions and say things, sometimes that are not true, as long as they're not done with malice, knowing that they're false. I think you could penetrate that in this case. Tucker Carlson isn't stupid. He went to St. George's, which is a boarding school in Newport, Rhode Island, for high school. He went to Trinity College in Connecticut. He's a guy, he's not a dumb guy. So he knows that it was false. But to prosecute somebody in effect for treason or for conspiring with the enemy, there typically has to be a declaration of war. In other words, during World War II, if you got up and you were a journalist and you said, I hope the Nazis win, they would arrest you. But there's a declaration of war. That got attenuated over time. So if you said that during the Vietnam War, it was so unpopular that people didn't do anything. However, when there's a declaration of war and the public is behind it, there are things you can do. But, you know, there was a thing called seditious libel going back to the 1700s. And the government at first would arrest people who would say things that they felt were false and betrayed the government. Very, very famous case that goes back over 220 years where the Supreme Court said, no, the First Amendment triumphs. And so unless they are inciting violence, that's a different story. Unless they're inciting violence, you cannot get somebody for seditious libel. And during World War I, there was a lot of very, very hard feelings, which I find very hard to believe, but you're not going to believe this. The anti-German feeling in the United States during World War I was unbelievable. And I don't look on anything Germany did back then. I think that it was mistaken, but the Archduke Ferdinand was assassinated in Sarajevo. They had an alliance with Austria, and this was a breakdown of all of Europe. It was a stupid war, unnecessary. But do you know that Nebraska, the state of Nebraska, during the First World War, outlawed the teaching of German in the high schools? Outlawed the teaching of German in the high schools. The Supreme Court overturned that and said, you can't do that. You can't do that. So there have always been these attempts to take action against people. And Tucker Carlson would be the poster boy for that. But Tucker Carlson did not air that thing before the insurrection. In other words, he, you know who did? The equivalent was Trump, Giuliani, and Mo Brooks. They did, and Bannon and others. This guy is a wannabe. This guy, Tucker Carlson, he comes after the fact, but he makes a lot of money. That's why he's doing it. And he lied. Of course he lied. Now, where you could get him civilly for damages is if he defamed somebody, and I haven't seen the whole video, but if he named names, if he said this guy on the left or this congressman or this senator, or say Bernie Sanders did it, you know, that kind of thing, or, you know, some progressive or whatever, they would get big damages against him. But when it comes time to arresting him for conspiracy to set it up, it's seditious libel is done with in this country. There are exceptions during the time of war. In about 1943, some Nazi spies landed on a boat, I think in North Carolina. They were captured. They were executed quite quickly. This is war. But absent that, otherwise, you know, quite frankly, you could also charge a number of the Senate and the House. I mean, you have people like Cruz. You have people like Hawley of Missouri. You have people like Louis Gohmert. You have people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert. They are all part of this right-wing conspiracy, but it's attenuated enough. And by attenuated, I mean weakened. It's it just is not going to result in criminal prosecutions. But if they libel someone, if they say someone was part of this on the left who was not, they can sue them for damages, and they should. An unusual thing I'm going to tell you, a canary in the coal mine. December 3rd, remember, the debt limit, our extension expires. By December 15, we're going to run out of money. We're not going to be paying our armed forces. Suddenly, the Republicans are chirping up. John Thune, the number two from South Dakota, Republican, says, well, we'll have to get this done. We'll extend it. Moscow Mitch says, we'll figure out how to do it. We always have in the past. Why are these guys caving now? They're caving because they think they're going to win in 2022 and 2024, and they don't want to look as if they've shut the government down. If Biden looks stronger in the polls, they'd shut the government down. This is a canary in the gold mine that they're making a bet that somehow they are going to get back to power and they're going to be able to run the economy. And so in the time being, they don't want to give anybody the argument that they shut the government down. I think they're wrong. They're dead wrong. I think that people understand criminality. They understand treason in this country. And I think the Democrats can do a lot better than people think. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great topics. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. This is one of my favorite holidays, you know, 4-day weekend. Terrific, you know, get together with family and friends. We have a lot to be thankful for. We have a lot to stand for, peace and prosperity. Stand by for great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, great show. Earl Ingram, my friend, great show. Great evening programming. Great weekend with Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn Direct will be back on Monday, same time, same place. Happy Thanksgiving, signing off for now.